Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we'll be performing physical culture radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik in just a moment. And today we're going to talk about the genetic disposition of working group humans. I promise this is going to be a really interesting discussion. Then we're going to be joined by longtime friend of the show, Eric Potratz, to talk about the difference between synthetic / isolates versus whole plant-based vitamins, what they do differently in your body. And then, at the end of today's show, the last half hour, you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to be talking with Dr. McGuire about, does heart disease begin when we are children? There is evidence pointing to this fact. For you parents out there, there's a chance for you to change your child's outcome. Good news. Just have to mention that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. And on yesterday's Science for Human show, Dr. Jeff Galini said he will give away free samples of the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world and the most studied buffered creatine supplement in the world, Carbolin. To anybody who wants it, go to superhumanradio.com on the right-hand side down at the bottom of the homepage. You'll see a banner ad with Dr. Jeff's picture on it. It says, Ask the Scientist. You click that. You say, please send me a free sample of Carbolin. And please, please, please pay attention now. Include your address. Because if you don't include your mailing address, they can't send you a free sample of Carbolin. There is no time limit on this offer. If you're listening to the show 3 months later, you can still take advantage of that. Check it out. See what all the rage is about Crealkaline. I'm sorry, I said Carbolin. I'm such a goofball. It's Crealkaline, not Carbolin. Okay, let's do this. Let's run the intro music.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
He holds the flames of physical culture in his warm, calloused, chalk-ridden hands, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
I'm sitting here with these calloused, chalk-ridden hands and feeling pretty good.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And we're going to talk about that, actually, in a little bit. But first, we have to mention that I was in Alaska recently. We're going to talk about that on Casual Friday tomorrow with Elisa. And I posted some pictures of us on the we were helicoptered into the Mendenhall Glacier, which is the only active growing glacier. So it's not shrinking, it's growing. It's in Juneau, Alaska. And we went dog sledding, and it was an amazing experience. These dogs are amazing. And Brooks said, remember to ask me about my experience with a husky when I was a child. And actually, this discussion off the air gave genesis to today's show. So it's fitting that we start with this story. Tell the audience the story about your encounter with a husky when you were a child.
Well, it was, I said, ask me about the Siberian husky that saved my life and my brother's life when we were kids. So it wasn't an encounter of the bad sense. It was a very good thing. Here's what happened. When I was about 9 years old, we moved to a new house. It had a fenced-in backyard, and my parents told me that we could get a dog. And I was just wild to get a dog. My mom and dad wanted a golden retriever, which would have been a great dog. I have since had several golden retrievers, and they're wonderful. But we went to a dog show and looked at all the different dogs, and I saw the Siberian huskies, and I said, I want one of those. So my parents wanted a golden retriever. I wanted a Siberian husky. My dad talked to a world-famous expert that he knew at the University of Chicago, and the expert said, they're both great dogs, but he's 9 years old. Let him have the dog that he wants. And that was pretty good advice, in part because, as I said, it probably saved my life and my brother's life. It was about, got the dog when I was 9, and this happened when I was 17. Okay, so do the math, 8 years later. My younger brother is with me, he's 10 years old, and we were selling raffle tickets for the high school wrestling team, going door to door through the neighborhood selling tickets. So we're walking up a long, long driveway to a house that's about 3 houses down from ours, walking up this driveway, and they had several St. Bernards, which, as you know, Carl, are really big dogs.
Really big. And known, by the way, people think St. Bernards are docile, loving dogs, but numerous people have been killed by their St. Bernards.
They are really big dogs, and if something goes wrong, they can cause a lot of trouble.
They can become very aggressive.
Absolutely.
Very aggressive.
And so we're walking. This is a family that has, I think they had 4 St. Bernards. Why they had 4 St. Bernards, I don't know, but they did. One of them had just given birth to puppies, which we didn't know. And so I think all of them were unusually territorial and protective. So we're walking up the driveway. I sense a blur of motion to my left, which is the side my little brother is on. And I shove him out of the way and forward as hard as I can. I just push him, and he goes flying 10 feet, 20 feet ahead into the dirt. As I push him out of the way, I feel these huge teeth brushing against my hand and fingers as the jaws snap shut. And, yes, it was a full-size, full-grown St. Bernard attacking us. He was aiming for my brother's head and neck, and, Carl, it hit right where he had been a fraction of a second before I pushed him, because it caught the neck of his shirt in its mouth, and when I pushed him and the dog bit down, it ripped the shirt right off his back.
Man.
So, I mean, if I hadn't pushed him, I think the dog would have broken his neck. So that's the situation. Brother is on the ground, in the dirt, no shirt, stunned. I'm standing there having almost lost a hand to this dog. And out of the blue, our Siberian Husky comes out of nowhere, hits the St. Bernard with what looked like a flying tackle, just like a missile, right at the throat. Its jaws hit the St. Bernard on the throat, knocked it 10 or 20 feet. They went rolling over and over. It looked like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon or something, but it was for real. And when they got to their feet, the St. Bernard, with its neck now dripping blood, went running for cover with our Siberian Husky chasing it home the rest of the way.
And keep in mind, that Husky probably was an easy 100 pounds lighter, which in dogs, it's like 80% the body weight, 100 pounds lighter than that St. Bernard, right?
Well, more than that, our Siberian Husky weighed about 55 pounds.
Okay.
And the St. Bernard was probably 180 to 200.
There you go.
Yeah. And note this, we had 3 other full-grown St. Bernards. They did not come out after our dog. It stayed there until my brother and I got home. Now, I don't know why the dog was following us. I mean, that was very unusual, very rare. The dog usually did not go out of the yard. But apparently there was some kind of canine sense. He knew things were not right with those St. Bernards. And he was shadowing us because, I mean, that's the only way he was there in time. I mean, we didn't even know it. I mean, he was out of sight. I mean, this is really interesting. But very, very strong, very protective, very, very good, loyal dog, a great friend and companion for many, many years. But he really did save our lives that time. That was just remarkable. So when you noted on Facebook that you really liked and admired these dogs, I said, you know, yeah, so do I. And that's, you know, that's why we're able to do a radio show together. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
The Alaskan Husky is actually a mixed breed, which has some Siberian Husky, some Malamute, but quite frankly, a variety of other dogs as well. The story of the Alaskan Husky was told to us, and this plays into today's discussion.
Mm-hmm.
During the Gold Rush, people brought dogs from all over the world, and certainly all over the country. The dogs that they brought were not necessarily pets. These were working dogs. You know, they were either hunting dogs or dogs that they were planning on pulling sleds with because they knew that there was snow there. They brought St. Bernards. They brought Newfoundlands, Russian Wolfhounds. Some people thought the bigger the dog, the better off they would be with the working group of animals. Well, what ended up happening over decades, and literally over 100 years now, is that all of those different dogs had qualities that contributed to what is the Alaskan Husky today. The Alaskan Husky is human selection at its best of an animal breed because they bred this dog and that dog with that dog and this dog and then bred that offspring with this dog, and they have come up with a dog that is small in stature, probably 50 pounds at the largest, very sinewy, has a very unique coat that has an undercoat and overcoat, almost like the down of mm-hmm. a goose,
mm-hmm.
Has a very, very high, wide, thick padded paw that's webbed, and has a skeletal structure and a muscular structure that lends itself to long periods of endurance, but at the most damning, in the most damning environment. One of the dogs that was in our sled group that pulled Elisa and I actually had completed the Iditarod. I don't know how long the Iditarod is. I didn't pay attention, but I just know that it's hundreds of miles, in uncharted land, in Alaska. And the temperatures reach 60 below zero Fahrenheit. These dogs continue to run in those conditions for hours and hours on end, generally eating 1 to 2 meals a day. Meals, by the way, extremely high in fat, extremely high in protein, virtually devoid of any carbohydrate source. They usually throw these big hunks of frozen meat and fat, whale blubber and stuff down, and the dogs devour this, and this is what they turn into energy. But the interesting thing about these dogs is that in the animal kingdom, these would be Olympic athletes. These dogs can withstand amazing conditions, pull hundreds of pounds up and down hills in blistering cold weather that normally would kill another animal. Just make them lay down and die. They continue to huff and puff and run. It's an amazing animal to be around. Which made me think that, because I was talking to the guy there, I said, you know, do they make good pets? He said, no. He said, because these are working group dogs. In fact, these are the highest echelon of working group dogs. He says, these dogs, if they don't pull hundreds of pounds for hours each day, they become neurotic. They start to chew on stuff. They start to dig holes. They start to mutilate themselves. They start to use that frenetic energy up in ways that are not conducive to health. They become neurotic. And I thought about that. I thought, wow, that's amazing that this animal, if not allowed to endeavor extreme conditions and use extreme amounts of energy, actually becomes pathologically sick. And that's the discussion we're going to have on the other side of this break. This is Physical Culture Radio at its best, because there are those of us in this audience, I would venture to say the large majority, who are working group class of humans. And the discussion will carry on very shortly. Stay tuned for my co-host Brooks Cubic and I to return. We'll be right back.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Cubic. By the way, stay tuned towards the end of this discussion, because Brooks has been working harder and harder to release more and more books, but more importantly, a YouTube channel with some fantastic interviews with physical culture legend himself, Bill Hinburn. We'll talk a little bit more about that and how you can view those a little bit later in the show. So as I was going into the break, Brooks, I'm describing a human condition. So it would be fair to say that we, you and I, probably come from a class of people who were selected for strong backs and the ability to put out large amounts of hard work. Would you agree with that?
Well, have I talked on the show before about my my ancestors?
But it's worth saying something again in case someone missed that interview.
Yeah. Well, it probably is. My father's side of the family comes from Martin, Slovakia, which is near the Polish border in the Tatra Mountains, and they had a large farm or a large holding that was on a hillside out in the forest. And what they would do is cut lumber, so essentially lumberjacks. And the family business was cutting the wood and then carting the lumber by horse-drawn cart through the Tatra Mountains, through the passes up into Poland, and they would go far, far out into the prairie in Poland where people didn't have as much wood, and they could sell it for a higher price.
Right.
So literally I come from a family of lumberjacks. And I've done on occasion Google searches. I've found some very interesting things about the Kubik family. We have a lot of, we apparently have good genetics for athletics. There are Kubiks who've done very well in football, soccer, basketball, both male and female basketball players, wrestling, fencing, swimming, and weightlifting and related sports. My grandfather was one of about 11 or 12 children, most of whom immigrated to the United States right around World War I. And the reason they immigrated was that in Slovakia at that time, the eldest son inherited everything. So the younger brothers had a choice of either move to the United States or work for their brother, and they decided to move to the United States. Where, interestingly enough, most of them went to work in steel mills. So, lumberjack to steel mill. But the really fascinating thing is that I found in Strength and Health magazine, 1956, 1957, I forget the exact year and the exact month, but about the time that my dad was in his early to mid-30s, there was, in every issue, a Man of the Month contest. And you'd send a photograph in, and the editors would pick the Man of the Month and run the Man of the Month's photo. They actually selected someone from California named Kubik, spelled just the same as my name, K-U-B-I-K, as the Man of the Month. He was, sent in a bodybuilding pose. And so I'm sitting here thinking, that must have been the son of one of my grandfather's brothers, mm-hmm. who immigrated over to the U.S. And so here's my grandfather working in a steel mill in Cleveland. Here's my dad, who in the early 60s started lifting weights, which triggered my interest in weightlifting. I go on to win 5 national championships in the bench press. And somewhere in California, there's someone who must be a relative to us, who in the 50s is interested enough in the very obscure field of bodybuilding and weightlifting that he works out enough to become the Strength and Health Man of the Month. So how's that for a little bit of genetic detective work?
And while I don't have the well-done pedigree work that you have, I do know that one of the things that I've always heard about my father was about how strong he was. Mm-hmm. And one of the stories that sticks in my mind is we lived in a 4-story apartment building in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. And while refrigerators of that era, I'm talking about in the 50s and 60s, were not as big as the refrigerators of this era, mm-hmm. My cousin Geraldine had gotten married to her husband Carmine, who just passed away recently, and they took the 4th floor of this apartment building, which was owned by her mother, my Aunt Rose. And when they were, my father and my uncle Frankie were preparing the apartment for the newlyweds' arrival, painting and all the things that go into preparing an apartment. And so my Aunt Rose bought a new refrigerator for her daughter, Geraldine. And the guys from Sears and Roebuck or whatever brought it to the house. But they said they couldn't bring it up the stairs because the stairs were too narrow. And it was four flights of stairs. So all they were willing to do was to bring it into the hall, which, you know, was of no consequence. And the story goes, my cousin Vincent just recounted this story at a family get-together just probably about 5 months ago. My father took leather belts and linked them end-to-end, about four or five leather belts, and then squatted down, put his back against the back of the refrigerator, and then was handed the two ends of the this continuous line of leather belts, pulled it onto his back, and walked it up four flights of stairs. Now, again, we're not talking about one of these zero-temp, deep-freeze, side-by-side refrigerators. We're talking about probably an old Frigidaire refrigerator. But nonetheless, you know, he was a truck driver his whole life. He lifted heavy boxes. He had forearms like Popeye. I remember that. So I would say that we come from a working group of humans. And the reason I'm using working group is because when you go to the American Kennel Club website, there are several groups of dogs. You know, there's the toy category. Then there's the working category. They call them working groups. These are dogs who, through selection, were selected for traits that lent themselves to be almost like athletic dogs, you know, hunting dogs and sled dogs and dogs that were designed to run and overpower a grizzly bear and bring it down, or like a wolfhound. These dogs were designed to overpower packs of wolves. These dogs were working dogs. These dogs were the athletes of dogs. The other dogs, the toy dogs and so on, they were the foo-foo dogs that, oh, you kept them in the house. They're so cute to have around. Look at that. It's a dog. But the dogs of the working group were the ones that maintained the linkage to the wild. These were the dogs that continued to have the traits that animals have in the wild. And that was the strength, and intelligence, speed, adaptability, endurance. These were the athlete dogs. So I'm using the word working group. Humans, because I, in this next segment when we come back, am going to make a proposition to the audience that most of you who listen to this show, if we were dogs, we would be the working group of humans. And I'm going to explain why, and then I'm going to explain what distinctions that creates for how you live your life, because we're going to parallel working group humans with working group dogs and what we know about them. This is going to get fascinating, I promise you. In the meantime, visit Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com today to read Brooks' blog, learn more about his new books. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
What a great song to bring us back. This is Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and myself. Why do we do the things that we do? And what happens when we don't do the things that we're supposed to do? What I learned about these dogs is this, Brooks. We were flown onto the Mendenhall Glacier. There were 200 dogs kept there. This is summer camp for these dogs. So what I learned is this in a nutshell. These sled dogs, if they stay home during the summer, aren't exposed to the freezing cold, don't pull every day until they're completely exhausted. They start to show signs of neuroses, behaviors that are self-destructive. They start to develop ailments, even heart problems, Brooks, heart problems. Now keep that in mind, right? So we're talking about a class of animal that if it doesn't work hard every day, it gets sick. Now, let's look at our population today, Brooks. I would submit to you that the majority of us come from working groups, background. We were selected for our strength. We were selected for our tenacity. Women chose big, strapping men to provide because it was a physical world. It wasn't a brain-driven world. And as a result of that, our genetics require us, like those dogs, to work hard every day. And when we don't work hard every day, we develop disease. Does that sound familiar to you, Brooks?
That sounds 100% accurate is how it sounds.
Do we need a study to prove that, Brooks?
I don't think so.
I mean, millions of years of evolution have favored strength and strong humans. And now, for the first time in our in lengthy evolution, for this little blip of time, strength is not favored any longer. We sit all day. We sleep all day. We lay all day. We overeat. We don't expend energy. And we're getting sicker and sicker by the day. And no genetic model, no drug therapy, no doctor, no scientist is ever going to change this, because we have been imprinted for millions of years to be selected for strong human beings. So if you're not out there every day, if you don't have a job, as Brooks said during the pre-interview, you know, he said, you know, if you're not a person who has an active life, you're not a landscaper, you're not a brick mason, you better be getting into the gym and really hitting it hard every day, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you made the point earlier that the people who are listening to the show are drawn to strength. You know, that's why I shared the story about having what I believe is a relative who was working out hard and heavy in the 50s. You know, how many people worked out hard and heavy in the 1950s?
Nobody, because back then they told you if you became muscle-bound and it was not healthy for you, it would stunt your growth. It would hurt your bones and muscles.
Yeah, and yet, what I firmly believe that you go from lumberjack in Slovakia to living in the U.S. and you have children, and the children have to express themselves in some way physically, and that's what leads them into weightlifting or other sports. And if you look at the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren of the Kubiks who immigrated over here, it's a very athletic group. They cannot not be athletic, and a lot of it is the heavy athletic stuff, the strength-oriented stuff. There's got to be a very strong genetic component.
Yes.
That pushes you towards, it's a need, both physically and psychologically and emotionally, it's a need to express yourself in that fashion.
It's part of the brain mapping. The same way some men are attracted to women that look a certain way, and then you find out your father was attracted to those same types of women. You there's a brain mapping going on. You're attracted when you feel the exertion of energy and you feel how great you feel after that. You connect to it. You go, oh my God, I'm supposed to be doing this. You know what the flip side is now? Let's talk about this. So when dogs develop neuroses, they start to bite their own legs, they start to tear up their doghouse, they come off of their food, they develop diseases, they develop behaviors that are inconsistent with the breed, and they become mutants, quite frankly, and not in a good way. Well, as humans, we have options. We're not chained to a house. We can start drinking. We can start doing drugs. We can start overeating. We can start watching porn. We can start doing all these other things because we're not doing the one thing that our genetic calling is predisposed to. We have to try to find all these other things to try to replace the joy and the soul-feeding effect of hard physical labor.
Very, very, very true. And, you know, this is something that ought to really be ringing true and really resonating with everyone who's listening to it. You know, because again, I go back to, if you're listening to this show, you know, obviously you have an interest in strength and health and exercise. I mean, that's almost a given. You may be coming there from a background of poor health, that you're trying to overcome, you're trying to improve your starting condition. But nevertheless, I think buried somewhere in your DNA. There's just a need to exercise. And more of a need to do it than most people might have in today's world. And definitely a need to do it in ways that require the expression of strength.
Yeah.
You know, Carl, have you ever been really interested in long distance running?
No. I did it when it was popular back in the day. You know, Frank Shorter and all those guys. I mean, I used to do it back in the 70s, but not like I don't have the hunger for it the way I do lifting heavy weight.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. And you know, before people start throwing brick bats at us or, you know, sending all these email messages, you know, I'm a runner, I hate you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there's something that is unique to me. And I think it goes back to that family on the mountain in Slovakia, the lumberjacks. I like doing stuff that requires strength. I like strength sports. I've never really been interested in running. I've never been interested in golf. I've never played golf. I've not one day in my whole life. Neither did my father. Neither did my grandfather. It's like all the men in the family, no interest in golf, which many men are interested in, very little interest in watching sports, no interest in running or jogging or bicycling or endurance type things. We like strength stuff, you know, and that's got to have a DNA component to it. And that doesn't make it right or wrong. Other people have other DNA components.
Right.
You know, I mean,
and be true to that. If you love to run, then be true to that.
Absolutely. I mean, I know some amazingly healthy, fit, active, terrific looking people who run, and they love it. That's fine. That's their thing. Strength is my thing. Strength is your thing. You know, but part of this is you always have to find your thing. That's very important. But you know, this whole idea of, you know, the genetic tracking is a really, really interesting part of the discussion. And, you know, it leads to strange and unusual places. Like, you know, Carl, how much Neanderthal do you have?
I want to find out, because Alex Leaf, when we were in Seattle, said he's been tested and he has some Neanderthal in him. So I have to find that out.
Virtually everyone who has European heritage has Neanderthal genes. And some of us have more than others. I've actually done the test because I was fascinated in this. I actually should say Trudy made me do the test because she had a feeling she knew what the answer was. And I've got I'm at like the very top percentile for Neanderthal genes.
That's amazing.
You know, which again goes back to that expression of your life force through strength, or your attraction to strength-oriented stuff.
Right.
And, it, you know, Carl, it may go beyond that, too. It may go to dietary preferences, what you like to eat, and the foods that work best for you.
I was going to say the foods that work best for you as well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if I were living on a, you know, pretty close to an all-meat, carnivorous, wild game Neanderthal diet, I would thrive. That's fairly close to what I eat already, but if I were doing that, particularly with wild game, true wild game, I would be doing very, very well.
Alex Leaf just messaged me. He said when he was tested, he said he's 3% Neanderthal, 99 percentile of 23andMe testing. So he's 3% Neanderthal. I absolutely have to be tested. I'm interested. Because I'll tell you something else. You know, getting older, for those of you who are not in your mid-50s yet, Brooks and I have talked about this in the past, but I wake up, and some mornings I wake up and I don't feel, quote-unquote, good. I don't have that sense of well-being. but I always feel great after I train. And it's not cardio. It's lifting heavy stuff that makes me feel great. I actually, during the workout, feel the transition occur where I am actually saying in my head, F yeah, like this is great. When just like a half hour earlier, I was going, oh my God, I want to go back to bed. That's telling me something. That's speaking to me on a cellular level.
Yeah.
And if that's how you feel when you train, if when you walk into the gym, you feel like a regular person, but when you walk out, you feel like King Kong, then you are a working group, human. Learn to love it. Embrace it. Because you were selected for great strength. Be proud. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy Organic Raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I don't know about you, but I love milkshakes. Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to Eric Potras about the difference between whole plant-based vitamins and synthetic or isolated vitamins. And then at 1:30 Eastern Time, does heart disease begin at childhood? There's some evidence that it does, and there's some things you can do as a parent to give your child the best opportunity to live a long, healthy life. Heart disease kills, the number one killer in America and abroad, too. If you just tuning in live, this is a must-hear interview with Brooks Kubik and I. This episode of Physical Culture Radio is probably speaks to why we have a physical culture. It's driven by a genetic need for those of us to work hard, especially those of us who love to lift heavy things. We were selected for that millions of years ago. Your ancestors, the women, you know, women drive evolution, by the way, if you don't realize that now. Women see what is needed in the environment. They select men to provide those needs. And we as humans have been selected for great strength, great endurance, great, variability. Adaptation. It's really an important distinction to understand where we come from and why we develop the diseases that we do when we ignore these things. But you won't hear doctors talking about this. I can tell you that. Anyway, while I was on vacation, a lot happened. One of those things is that Brooks released some new ebooks, right?
Yes.
Which ones? Which ones?
We released two new ebooks. One of them is issue number 3 of the Dinosaur Files Quarterly. That is actually out, both in hard copy and in ebook form. And Carl, that popped up in the first 24 hours. That popped up. I think it got all the way to number 3 in its category in one of the Amazon top 10 lists, which is amazing for something that is essentially a journal.
Right.
You know, not a book that addresses a specific topic, which usually is where you get a bestseller, but something that covers a wide variety of topics. And it, you know, just had a huge response, which was absolutely great, of course. And then the other book was book number 2 in the Knife, Fork, Muscle series. Book number 1 had covered protein requirements for strength training, health and fitness, and your best sources of high-quality protein. And book 2 goes to the issue of carbs. How much? When? What are the best sources? We talk about grains. We talk about grain and gluten sensitivities and allergy issues. We talk about vegetables, green and leafy vegetables, what they used to call starchy vegetables,
right,
potatoes, and, you know, many other things. And we talk about organic versus conventional. And I really, you know, we've talked before, and, you know, both on the show and just in personal conversation. And, you know, I have a real simple approach to these things. Cut through all of the BS and ask yourself if you want a whole lot of chemicals in your food. If you do, then conventional's fine. If you'd rather not have the chemicals, go organic. But don't walk down to your big box, super expensive store to buy your organic stuff. Get it from what I call the real organic food providers or food producers, and that's local growers, local farmers, small operations, find farmers markets near you. They are everywhere. find places that buy from local producers, and that's where you're going to get your healthiest food, and you're going to do it relatively inexpensively, too. So we cover all of that. We even cover, in one chapter, growing your own vegetables in a backyard vegetable garden, why to do it, how to do it. So, you know, we cover a lot of stuff in there. And then book three is almost done. I was actually working on that this morning when you called to talk about the show, and that's going to cover fats, healthy fats and unhealthy fats, and it's going to cover food allergies, which is a very, very important but very neglected issue. So that one will be coming out pretty soon, and I'm looking forward to getting good response on that. But, you know, in the meantime, while you were off playing on the glacier and, you know, dog sledding and so on, you know, we were working hard here at Dino headquarters.
Isn't it appropriate that, I mean, without realizing it, you called your whole, you know, brand Dinosaur, and after the discussion that we just had about human selection and strength and why we get sick when we don't adhere to the things we were selected for, it almost came full, it comes full circle for you, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And the name had nothing to do with that issue.
Oh, I know it didn't. It had to do with the strength of dinosaurs. I mean, it had to do with the big, strong, big thing. I mean, but it's just ironic that those things also dwelled at the time that we were developing the genes that we carry today, and hence the reason why we get the diseases from living the life of today.
Well, the really interesting thing to me is the comment that you made earlier about natural selection and women driving the process. Because Trudy will freely admit that when she first saw me many, many, many years ago at the gym, before we even knew each other by name, I was doing a set of really heavy squats in the power rack. I was getting psyched up for it. I was covered in chalk. And she looked at me and thought to herself, what a Neanderthal.
Huh.
Not in a very flattering
sense. Oh, I know.
Either, okay? You know, it was like, oh, God, I can't stand these macho guys. To heck with him. And fast forward many years down the road, we now have gotten to know each other by first name. We've talked on occasion. She comes over to the gym one Sunday afternoon. She has bought a humongously heavy fireplace insert and needs some way of getting it to her house.
Yeah, she needs a Neanderthal now.
She asked for a Neanderthal, yeah. So you're right. Women control these things.
But, you know, women are selecting for the dad bod now. This is a very dangerous time. So
if indeed anybody is selecting for the dad bod, the world is upon us. But there's one other thing I want to really quickly mention.
Please.
That we did while you were gone. We created a YouTube channel and put up a 5-part interview that I did with Bill Hinburn, Mr. Iron Game, and that's available on my YouTube channel. It's 2 hours broken into 5 segments, so there's a ton of great material. And if you don't mind, I'll just go ahead and put a link up on the Facebook page about the show.
Absolutely. That sounds great. That sounds great. Brooks, thanks for everything. Again, great discussion today. I hope people got something good out of it, because I sure as hell did. I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it was fun. Good topic. Glad to have you back, and look forward to next week.
See you next week. Okay, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the difference between whole plant-based vitamins and synthetic/isolated vitamins with Eric Potratz. Stay tuned.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. genetics today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplement for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Breaking my back just to know you.
Welcome back. If we've learned anything over the years, it's that not all vitamins are created equal. My next guest is a longtime friend of the show, a former owner of Primordial Performance, now formulator for Botanical Craft, Eric Potratz. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, doing good. Glad to be on the show, Carl.
Yeah, welcome back. So, it's an understatement to say that not all vitamins are created equal, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about the different vitamins that are good for you and bad for you, the different types of vitamins. You know, we'll be talking about synthetic, the so-called natural vitamins that you can find on the market, and the true broad-spectrum plant-based vitamins, which, of course, can come from actually eating fruits and vegetables, but can also come from certain supplements.
Well, the word natural has been bastardized thanks to the FDA today. It means nothing any longer natural.
Yeah. It, exactly. It doesn't. The products that claim to be natural are not really natural, and I'll get into that and some of the details behind that.
Okay. We'll start where you want to start.
Okay. Well, you know, this information will be broadly applicable to a lot of people, whether you're an athlete that's trying to enhance athletic performance and recovery or strength, or whether you're just someone who's trying to maximize health and longevity, the same guidelines will apply. And, you know, I'm going to be, sorry, Carl, I lost my train of thought. I'm going to be talking about all the vitamins broadly, but I'm really going to specifically focus on vitamin E.
Good. And that's an important vitamin to focus on, because that's the one that's been bastardized the most often, hasn't it?
Well, yes. You know, and there's a lot of research behind vitamin E, and so that's why it makes it easier to talk about, because I can actually substantiate what I'm saying with actual research.
Okay.
So I think it's important to first define what vitamin E actually means. Vitamin E is not a single substance. It's not a single vitamin. Vitamin E is a group of 8 different vitamins with vitamin E-like activity. And to be technically correct and more current, it's actually like 13 different vitamins in the vitamin E family. There's all the tocotrienols, the tocopherols, plastochromanol, and some other exotic forms. And, you know, I'm sure this number will continue to grow as scientists discover more forms of vitamin E.
Right.
But the important thing to understand is that we're dealing with a broad spectrum mixture. And so if you find vitamin E in nature, you're always going to find it as a mixture, as a broad spectrum mixture, as in all plant sources of vitamin E will contain at least 8 different forms of vitamin E. And so that's, you know, in some plants only contain trace sources of tocotrienols and so on, but it's always a broad spectrum mix. Now, when you're on the supplement market and you're looking for a natural vitamin E supplement, odds are you're going to find a product that contains only alpha tocopherol.
Right.
Yet, this is nothing like what you find in nature. You know, for example, you'll never find alpha tocopherol in isolated form in nature. It's always going to be present with different forms of vitamin E. And so, you know, this is really what differentiates the vitamins that we'll be talking about today, being broad spectrum from plants and single isolated vitamins.
And we've learned this from the pharmaceutical agenda as well. So pharmaceutical companies, they'll go out into the rainforest. They'll discover a plant. They'll do testing with this plant. They'll find that it has, let's say, some sort of beneficial activity in cancer. But then they look for the one thing that they believe is the reason for it. They'll isolate it, remove it from the plant, and then they'll find out it doesn't work the way it did when it was in the plant, because there's synergistic effects of the other things around it.
Right, exactly. You know, and this is an issue. This has also become a legal issue. A lot of companies are getting sued because they're calling their products natural when they're really not. You know, and we really only see this with the big companies like coffee. Just paid out several $1 million because they called their cereal natural, but it's full of isolated and synthetic vitamins. And so, you know, this has created a precedent. A lot more companies are being attacked now for inappropriately using the word natural.
Well, in this case, this discussion here, calling vitamin E natural when it is only the one constituent, the one form, the alpha tocopherol, is actually a lie because it's not natural. Because if it was natural, it would have all the other vitamins in there that you just pointed out.
Yeah, and part of the problem is that the FDA and the FTC have never defined what natural actually means.
I know, I find that humorous. They've actually said they were going to create the description for natural, I think either 5 or 6 years ago, but they've never sat down and addressed it.
No, they still haven't either. The courts are pressing them to do that. But aside from the legal issues, you know, there are long-term health consequences to consuming isolated and or synthetic alpha tocopherol.
You think this is why we see conflicting results in research studies? So Epidemiological studies will look at a population that consumes a food high in vitamin E that has benefits, but then when they supplement them with one form of vitamin E, we don't see the same benefits conferred in the randomized controlled trials.
Yeah, because there's a lot of other nutrients being taken in
with those
fruits and vegetables. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that is a misunderstanding is that alpha-tocopherol is the most important form of vitamin E. A lot of people in the academic and nutritional world really believe that. And, you know, alpha-tocopherol dominates our food and supplement supply. It's the most commonly used form of vitamin E to fortify. And part of the reason for this goes all the way back to the original research from the 1930s and 40s, when they thought vitamin E was only important for fertility, and so they tested the different forms of vitamin E in the rat fertility test, and they found that alpha-tocopherol was the most effective in this one particular test. But that doesn't mean that it's the most important, and it certainly doesn't mean that it's going to perform the best in other tests, because we know now today that each form of vitamin E has different and unique functions. Some perform better in brain protection. Some perform better in liver or cardiovascular protection. And so there really is no single most important form of vitamin E. You know, they all, of course, function better together. But nevertheless, our food and supplement supply has been dominated for the better part of the last century by alpha-tocopherol. And a large part of the research has been dominated by alpha-tocopherol as well. And when we look at that research, like, when we look at the totality of evidence, not just cherry-picking studies, right? When we look at the research over, say, the last 30 years, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of clinical trials that have been done. We find that alpha-tocopherol has failed. It has failed to provide a benefit and, in fact, has been associated with an increased risk of cancer, specifically prostate cancer. It's been associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, specifically stroke and heart failure, and it's been associated with a decrease in the life expectancy. So it's not doing any of the things that we would expect from vitamin E.
In fact, isolated alpha-tocopherol has been associated with CoQ10 depletion in the heart, similar to statin drugs.
Right. Right. It will deplete and overwhelm other antioxidants in the body, and we're going to talk about that mechanism in just a bit. But when we look at the research that's been done on plant-based or broad-spectrum vitamin E, whether it's from the studies where people eat more fruits and vegetables and get their vitamin E that way, or the studies that actually just use a plant-based extract of vitamin E that has retained its natural composition, we find the complete polar opposite effect than what we see with alpha-tocopherol. As in, we see protection against stroke. We see protection for the cardiovascular system. We see protective effects against cancer and an increase in the life expectancy. We see all the things that we would expect to see from vitamin E. And so, you know, this is really the two different types of vitamin E that I'm concerned with. Is the type that is beneficial, which is broad spectrum from plants, and the type that is harmful, which is isolated alpha-tocopherol. But there are two important things to understand. First of all, alpha-tocopherol is not the evil or the bad form of vitamin E. Alpha-tocopherol is only a problem when it's taken in isolation without the other forms of vitamin E. So,
and obviously, it doesn't, you know, I was just thinking of estrogen. Because we talk about estrogen in women like it's one thing, but we know that there are three very powerful forms of estrogen, which are just labeled E1, E2, E3, estradiol, estrone, and estriol. But when doctors prescribe, quite often they just prescribe estradiol, acting like the other two that we evolved to carry have no role in the body. And the same is true of vitamin E. Now, it even gets murkier when they have synthetic vitamin E, which is DL alpha-tocopherol, which apparently it could be harmful to take, right?
Well, the issue with alpha-tocopherol, and that's the other point I was going to make, is that it doesn't matter if isolated alpha-tocopherol is synthetically produced or if it was originally derived from a natural source.
And extracted,
if it's been so thoroughly processed and synthetically modified that it's been narrowed down into a single isolated alpha tocopherol, that's a harmful supplement. So we don't even need to differentiate between synthetic, you know, or apparently derived from a natural source. So
as long as it's as long as you're taking this single form of vitamin E, it is not going to confer the benefits that you expect vitamin E to confer. That's the summary, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So I want to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Eric Potratz. We're talking about the difference between isolated and synthetic vitamin E versus whole plant-based vitamin E. I promise this discussion is going to get very interesting in a moment. Stay tuned.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. CanSee.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, does heart disease begin at childhood? There is evidence that it does, but there are things that you can do as a parent to help to give your child the greatest advantage of not developing heart disease later on in life. Right now, we're talking with Eric Potratz. We're talking about the difference between isolated / synthetic vitamin E and whole plant-based vitamin E. So, okay, we've established that taking this one form of vitamin E, whether it's synthesized or naturally occurring and isolated from a naturally occurring source, is a bad idea. So what's the solution?
Well, you know, I can get real quick into the mechanism for why this is happening.
Sure.
One problem with taking isolated alpha-tocopherol is that it depletes the other forms of vitamin E in your body. So this is happening because when you take more vitamin E, your liver increases production of a particular site 450 enzyme. And this is the same enzyme that removes all different forms of vitamin E. So you can imagine what happens. You're taking one form of vitamin E, but your body is accelerating excretion of all forms. And so you're ending up in an imbalanced state where alpha-tocopherol is dominating.
So not only is the imbalance occurring because you're not getting enough of the other constituents, the other forms, but you're actually depleting what other forms you're getting from other areas of your diet. So there's a push-pull effect to depletion.
Exactly. Yeah. So let me give some tips on how to interpret the supplement facts panel or the supplement facts box so people actually know what type of vitamins they're getting.
Okay.
And unfortunately, people may find that their products contain isolated alpha-tocopherol, but I guess this is a part of the learning experience. So if we have a supplement facts box, if you look for vitamin E, again, using vitamin E as an example here, and if you see alpha-tocopherol in parentheses next to vitamin E, and that's all you see, then that is an indication that that is a synthetic and or isolated vitamin. But if you see vitamin E and in parentheses as alpha-tocopherol from broccoli extract or wheat germ extract or some particular plant source, then you know that that is a broad-spectrum form of vitamin E.
So even though it doesn't list all the other tocopherols and tocotrienols, you can assume they're in there because they're not removing those from the plant extract.
Exactly, right. If it lists an origin, and it has to list specifically for that chemical, right? What a lot of companies do to kind of try to trick people and to call their products plant-based is they'll just basically take a synthetic vitamin and sprinkle spinach powder on it and call it plant-based. And you can tell they're doing that because you'll still see all the individual isolated chemicals, and then you'll see a few plant-based ingredients towards the end of the ingredient list.
Gotcha.
So another little trick to watch out for, and this is becoming more and more common, on the supplement facts panel, if you see Saccharomyces cerevisiae, also known as baker's yeast, what this means is that the manufacturer is taking synthetic or isolated vitamins, incubating it with baker's yeast for a few days, and because baker's yeast is a living organism, it will absorb these synthetic vitamins. And then they're encapsulating that and calling that a whole food-based vitamin, which is completely misleading because that is nothing like the vitamins you get from plants. And so I would avoid products that have that. And sometimes you'll see that listed as just S. cerevisiae.
Interesting.
So, yeah. And I suppose I can make a plug for palm fruit. This, of course, is my most recent formulation. This is an extract from red palm oil, also known as the African oil palm. And our product has the highest dose of tocotrienols and carotenoids of any product on the market, which makes it one of the most effective anti-aging products you can buy. But one particular question I get a lot is, what is the best antioxidant I can take? Like, what's the silver bullet, right?
Right.
Well, people need to understand that your antioxidant network is only as strong as its weakest link. And so the best antioxidants you can take are the ones that you are most deficient in. And it just so happens that in practically all modern countries, there is a severe deficiency in tocotrienols relative to the optimal dose. It's not, there's not an RDA for tocotrienols, but people are only getting about 2 to 3 milligrams a day in their average diet, but the research suggests that the optimal health effects are coming from about 100 milligrams a day. So our product contains 117 milligrams of tocotrienols per serving. And a similar story can be said for carotenoids. Most people are only getting 10 to 12 milligrams a day of total carotenoids. But the level that's associated with optimal health and longevity is closer to 50 milligrams, maybe even higher than that. Mm-hmm. And so our product contains 10 milligrams of carotenoids per serving, so it's automatically doubling your day-to-day carotenoid intake.
You know, it's really amazing to me, and the reality is that getting your vitamin E from a complete source that has all of the other forms of vitamin E in there is more important than just taking vitamin E by itself.
Yeah, and our product, of course, is a plant extract, so it retains that full spectrum. And I kind of jumped into the word antioxidant, and I didn't really draw that connection. All vitamins are antioxidants to some extent. But, of course, not all antioxidants are vitamins.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So talk more about your product. The name of it again is?
It's Palm Fruit by Botanical Craft.
Palm Fruit. So, and this is really one of the best sources of complete vitamin E on the planet, right?
Yeah, and carotenoids and plant-based vitamin A. So
where can people find your product?
Well, we sell exclusively from our website, so people can go to botanicalcraft.com. That's just BOTANICAL, and craft is CRAFT. And I actually have a special offer for Superhuman Radio listeners today.
Oh, that's cool. What is it?
And yeah, so this is 40% off the month-to-month auto ship plan. So you can cancel it at any time. You just email us and we'll stop charging your card. But, you know, of course, this is a long-term product that you'd want to use for the long term. So we have this automatic month-to-month plan.
What is the recommended dose of this palm fruit product?
Well, it's a powder, so it's just one scoop a day. You can put it into yogurt or smoothie or whatever you want, or just eat it straight out of the jar.
And that is an adequate amount of a complete vitamin E, or some people are going to need more than that?
Well, yeah, it completely fulfills your need for vitamin E. You can certainly use it with another multivitamin, like with a true plant-based multivitamin, because most of these multivitamins don't really have a whole lot of tocotrienols in them.
Right.
You know, nor do they have a whole lot of carotenoids either. So.
So that's 40% off if they sign up for the auto ship. Can they also buy a one-off a canister or can of?
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly can. They could just use the deal and just cancel the auto ship, and then they just have one jar. So
okay.
That's no problem at all.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but the shipping is always free anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, and it's a flat $5 anywhere outside U.S. or Canada.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And this is something you've actually put years of work into. I happen to know that for a fact.
Yeah, I was reminiscing a bit today, and I remember one of my first shows I did with you was when we talked about Toco 8 from Primordial Performance.
Right.
And that was like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we are again talking about tocotrienols. Palm fruit is really the improved version of Toco 8, and that was a very successful product that we sold for years.
I know. It actually improved. Some guys, I got emails from guys who were taking it and saying that their hair was getting thicker from it, by taking the Toco 8. So I would imagine people with thinning hair would also benefit from the palm fruit product.
Yeah, there's two human clinical trials, actually, on improved hair growth, 38% increase in the number of hairs within 8 months. and as well as benefits for the skin. That was actually one of the most obvious benefits, is that I can spend like 2 hours in direct sunlight now without burning. Whereas before, maybe several years ago, I would spend, you know, I'd burn within 15 minutes.
Well, and that's because the beta carotenoids in there, because that's what people take, one of the xanthans, not astaxanthin, but canthaxanthin. I think they take it before going into the sun, for that purpose. Well, here, just take this instead. And this is doing so much more.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's very UV protective. Let me give that link. Let me give the website link. So if people go to, and this is a special link that's going to hyperlink them right to the shopping cart with the discount applied, so they don't need a coupon code. Just go to radio.palmfruit.deals. So there's no www or .com. It's just radio.palmfruit.deals, and that will have the discount applied. And the discount lasts as long as they stay on the Autoship plan. They'll continue to get the 40% off every month.
Very, very cool. And glad to see you're back at it.
Yeah, it was great to be on the show, Carl.
Yeah, listen, thanks a lot, and thanks for the offer for the audience. And I'll plug it again at the end of the show so people remember it, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Take care, Eric. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're going to talk about heart disease. Is it happening right now to one of your children? Are they developing heart disease right this second? And what can you do about that to help them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin
vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, what if your child is developing heart disease right now? And if so, what if there was something that you could do to ensure or at least protect your child from this happening? My next guest is Dr. Jonathan McGuire. How you doing, Dr. McGuire?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
And you are with the Target Kids group, which is a collaboration between St. Michael's Hospital and the Hospital for Sick Children in Canada, correct?
That's correct, in Toronto, Canada.
Okay, so talk about your most recent paper where you looked at heart disease in children. What did you find?
Well, absolutely. Well, we're interested in understanding how what happens to you as a child impacts on your health when you're an adult. And one of the things that adult researchers have been noticing for the past number of years is that people with heart disease tend to have lower vitamin D levels. And that's also true for diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And we wondered if the origins of that phenomenon were in children. So what we did is we gathered together a whole bunch of children, about 1,200 children. We measured their vitamin D levels in their blood. And we measured cholesterol called non-HDL, which is the bad type of cholesterol. And what we found was that little children under the age of 5 years who had lower vitamin D levels had higher levels of this bad cholesterol, suggesting that that same phenomenon that people are seeing in adults is starting in little kids.
This is really interesting. The first time that we ever talked about young children developing signs of heart disease was when I interviewed a guest back in 2007 who wrote a paper where they looked at mummified bodies from the Egyptian tombs to try to get a handle on some chronic diseases back then. And in fact, they did find plaque buildup in children as young as 2 years old and 3 years old who had died.
Well, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. And so, you know, this notion that, oh, we're just perfect when we're young and all these terrible things start happening to us when we're older. It's not the case at all. And this is a great discussion because there are parents out there who think that their child is robust and healthy and don't have to worry about these particular things now. And you really, this is a wake up call, isn't it?
Well, I think it is very important. You know, it's as you say, what happens to us when we're kids likely impacts us later, and those risks to disease later on probably sneak up on us bit
right.
by bit over time, and then all of a sudden we end up with disease, and we sort of say, "Hey, geez, how come I ended up with this disease?" But the process probably started a long time ago. And, you know, I can only speak for myself, but if somebody had told me, you know, 20 years ago, if you had done this, you wouldn't have had this problem now, I probably would have done that. But we just don't know what those things are, and that's what we're trying to tease apart.
Now, the other challenge here is the the sequestering of the meaning of what vitamin D is today. So there's a lot of people who are talking about vitamin D supplementation in the diet, whether it's vitamin D supplemented dairy products or even taking dietary intake of vitamin D or even through some fish products and so on. But the reality is the large majority of vitamin D is synthesized in the skin. Is this also a wake-up call that children need to spend more time outdoors?
Well, you know, a long time ago, kids did spend time outdoors. I'm talking about a lot of time ago, a long time ago, like 200 and 300 years ago, farming. And when the Industrial Revolution came around, the urban kids went inside, started working in factories, and the air was polluted with soot from the factories, and they really didn't get outside very much at all. And rickets, or severe vitamin D deficiency, very, very low vitamin D levels, became a pandemic. It was incredibly common. It was because of that change that happened. And fortunately, in the early part of the 20th century, some really smart doctor folks figured out that if you expose children to ultraviolet radiation, or you give them vitamin D supplements or vitamin D, you know, by mouth, rickets goes away. But we're seeing now a resurgence of rickets. You know, we haven't seen it for a long time. Mm. And now my colleagues across our country and the United States are starting to see it again. And people are thinking that it's because we're being more careful with children in the sun to prevent skin cancer, which is a very important thing to prevent. But we may be accidentally causing something new that was actually quite old.
Well, we're slathering children with sun UV-protecting sunblocks as well when they go out. We know that something as mild as an SPF 10 will reduce vitamin D synthesis in the skin by over 80%. So these poor kids, even when they do go out, their moms and dads, you know, trying to be good parents or putting all this stuff on them because that's what we're being told to do, and they're not even having the benefits of the sun any longer. Did you look at these children from what activities and also what diets they were exposed to when looking at their 25-hydroxy levels?
Well, we did. We took into account their skin pigmentation, which affects how readily they make vitamin D from the sun. We took into account how much cow's milk they drink, and cow's milk is the main dietary source for vitamin D for children in North America. We took into account vitamin D supplements they were taking, and many other factors that we thought might influence this relationship. The relationship between non-HDL and vitamin D, 25-hydroxyvitamin D, was still there.
The only question I would have, and I'm asking you to correct me, but I'm under the assumption that dairy is fortified with vitamin D2, which has been shown by many, many good researchers within the vitamin D segment to not produce any of the benefits that D3 produces. Am I incorrect about that?
Well, this is a highly controversial subject, and there are people saying that, and there are also people saying the reverse. I think the answer between vitamin D2 and vitamin D3 isn't clear. We recently shed a little bit of light on this. Cow's milk is mostly fortified with vitamin D3. But the other types of milk, the vegetarian types of milk, soy milk and rice milk and almond milk, when they are fortified with vitamin D, it's typically D2 to avoid being an animal product, because D3 is derived from animals.
Yeah.
And what we found in children is that the effect on children's 25-hydroxyvitamin D from consuming these alternative milks is much lower than cow's milk. And it may be just a D2, D3 issue that you just pointed out, but we've not gone that far to figure it out.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about what you hope both parents and clinicians take away from this research, because obviously parents will hear this and want to do something, take action to help protect their children. And I think maybe some direction would be appropriate. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Whatever ain't close in a place like this, anything goes.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Yes, Fever. It is just you and I against the solar system.
Welcome back.
But to this machine, we shall win.
We're talking with Dr. Jonathan McGuire. We're talking about, does heart disease or some of the things that lead to heart disease begin in early childhood, and what can you do about that? Obviously, there's a linkage here to vitamin D levels in children and what is considered non-HDL cholesterol, which is basically all the other cholesterol other than the quote-unquote good cholesterol. Did you happen to look at cholesterol sulfate? There's emerging research being promoted by a researcher from MIT called Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who's saying that cholesterol sulfate may also be one of the quote-unquote good cholesterols. Was this also tested for in this group?
Well, that's a very interesting question. That's a relatively recent thing. We didn't test for that, no.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
So what advice can parents and clinicians take away from this? I mean, is there evidence that the kids who were outdoor playing more often did have higher 25-hydroxy levels?
Well, that's been known for some time, that children who are outside more seem to have higher levels. You know, I think sensible sun exposure makes a lot of sense. Obviously, we don't want our children to be burned by the sun. But staying outside, you know, and playing like healthy kids do, to the point where, you know, just before we get our skin gets red, is actually healthy. The Canadian Pediatric Society and the American Academy of Pediatrics also endorse healthy sun exposure, so short periods of time outside is okay.
Well, and that leads me to the whole looking at this from an evolutionary perspective. 4.6 million years of evolution. There is people lining up within the vitamin D community and saying, look, it's not just the sun exposure, it's not just the 25 hydroxy levels, but it's what that usually entails, meaning activity outdoors, as you pointed out hundreds of years ago and even beyond, was something that we evolved under and influenced our evolution, and now we are less active, and even when we are active, we are active under artificial light indoors. We're not out there. How much of this also is sun exposure plus, as you pointed out, being outside playing like healthy kids do?
Well, I think you're exactly right. Being active is very, very important. Being outside and active is even more important. And it's, you know, as you say, it's a bit of a perfect storm that we've created. You know, our kids are spending more and more time inside. They're spending more and more time in front of screens. And we may be creating a whole bunch of problems for them that we're not really thinking about. So trying to get our kids outside, playing like healthy kids do, trying to make sure that they have a healthy weight and they eat a wide variety of foods, it just makes a lot of sense.
So the medical orthodoxy has stepped up and really paid attention to 25-hydroxy levels in adults. But I don't think that many doctors, or at least pediatricians, are testing for 25-hydroxy levels in their young patients, or am I wrong about that? And if I'm correct about that, should they start doing that now?
Well, no, you're absolutely correct. It's not common. I'm not suggesting that children be checked routinely, but I am suggesting that parents be conscious of how much vitamin D their children are getting. American Academy of Pediatrics recommends for children who are drinking less than 4 cups of cow's milk, which is actually a lot of cow's milk, that they should receive a vitamin D supplement of 400 international units per day. And kids who do that really don't have problems with low vitamin D levels. It's very unusual. So I think if we're conscious about the vitamin D that our children are taking and the sun exposure that they're getting, we should be able to keep our kids out of harm's way.
There's a lot of discussion about what is optimal vitamin D levels and what is adequate vitamin D levels within the vitamin D community today as it relates to older adults and optimal health. And with that, we're starting to see emerging research about other forms of more metabolites of vitamin D, like calcidiol and so on. And also its interplay with things like parathyroid hormone as an indicator of, oh, you've gotten the sweet spot for your particular body in 25 hydroxy levels. Because in theory, when 25 hydroxy is at the optimal, but the lowest effective dose, parathyroid hormone starts to become suppressed dramatically. So with all of that kind of as a prelude to my question, was there a dose dependent kind of relationship with the kids with the highest 25 hydroxy level also had the lowest level of non-HDL cholesterol?
Well, that's true. That's true. That's exactly right. That's exactly what we found. You mentioned the point in adults that it's unclear what the optimal level of 25-hydroxyvitamin D is. Well, if you think that's a controversy, come into the child health world, it's even more of a hot topic. Nobody really knows. So, you know, we're all sort of carefully watching and seeing where the literature is going. The Institute of Medicine a few years ago said, you know, a healthy level is about 50 nanomoles per liter, considering bone health outcomes. So it really didn't consider, you know, a number of other health outcomes that people have been concerned about. So I think that story has not been told. And at the present time, I think, to be cautious, it makes sense to have kids a little higher than that.
Yeah, and that's where I'm with you. And the reason I asked that is because the RDA of 400 IUs a day, you know, usually those RDAs are extremely conservative, and they take one endpoints into consideration, rickets, for instance. But when we talk about children, we want optimal health at a young age, because there's lots of research out there that shows that what you acquire as far as a health quotient at a young age dictates the trajectory of your health as you age. So optimal health for a young child should be the goal. And with that being said, we want probably higher vitamin D levels for these children with some of this emerging research. Or am I being reckless by saying that?
Well, I think you're spot on. That's just about right. The question is how much, and nobody's really sure at this point exactly how much they should be taking.
Yeah, no, I understand entirely. Listen, this is a really interesting discussion, and I applaud you for doing this, because this is obviously something that needs to be understood by clinicians and parents. And I think your advice is sound. Let your kids play more often outside, but, you know, not reckless sun exposure, reasonable sun exposure, and maybe even occasionally ask your doctor for a once in a blue moon test of 25-hydroxy for your child. Do you think that's sensible?
Well, I mean, I think paying attention to our children's vitamin D intake is probably more important. Mm-hmm. You know, if your child's not taking that much vitamin D or not getting out of the sun, you might want to get out in the sun more and take more vitamin D, which is probably what the blood test is going to show you. So I would suggest just you know, taking the bull by the horns and saying, okay, time to give my child a little bit more vitamin D if they're not really being out in the sun, if they're drinking less than 2 or 3 cups of cow's milk, then they would be children who should be receiving supplemental vitamin D.
Dr. McGuire, thanks so much for being on the air with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, and all the best to you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Really important. If your children are not getting sun exposure, you may want to consider supplementing with some sort of high vitamin D food. Dairy is good. Raw dairy is good. Obviously, I can't recommend that you get raw dairy, but I gave it to my children for over a decade when they were young. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik for the first hour. Our discussion, if you're tuning in late, you should hear that first hour. You can download the podcast after it's produced later this afternoon. Also, don't forget his website, brookscubic.com, where you can learn more about his ebooks, his paperback books, and so on. Thanks to Eric Potratz. I don't have his website in front of me. I feel terrible now. It was palm fruit dot something dot deals dot com. Isn't that terrible? I can't believe I did that. Well, look, I'll plug it again tomorrow on Casual Friday, just in case, to give it a little extra push. But the story about complete vitamin E is an important one, especially if you are taking a supplement with vitamin E in it. As he points out, if it's just alpha tocopherol or even gamma tocopherol, which we see from time to time exclusively, and it doesn't have the rest of the vitamin E constituents in there, that you're really making a mistake and you're missing out on the real opportunity that vitamin E can provide. And, of course, thanks to Dr. McGuire. Tomorrow's Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and we will recount our Alaska trip. There was a lot of great stuff in Alaska that plays well into our lifestyle in physical culture and nutrition. And we'll have lots of good stories as well to cover that are in the news, lots of ridiculousness, to steal a term from MTV. Thanks for listening today. We'll see everybody tomorrow.